walking, honky talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you, reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III, cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump issued new executive orders. One lifts a lot of the restrictions his predecessor imposed on tech companies working on AI.
There have been calls within the industry to recognize that this is going to be a technology that affects so much of what the American way of life looks like going forward. It's not just in the tech industry. This is medicine. This is, you know, schools. We're already seeing AI have a big impact in people's day-to-day lives. And there will have to be some sort of regulatory framework.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The president also ordered the declassification of files on the two Kennedy assassinations and that of Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s. California Governor Gavin Newsom was expected to sign a $2.5 billion wildfire relief package for the Los Angeles area. It's been approved by lawmakers. Funding includes money to streamline approvals for rebuilding homes. This is ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Presenting a Gain Flings love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Increasing clouds tomorrow, some flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. And 20s stick around for the weekend, even touching 30 on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's...
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Durand High School tonight, a big Dunn St. Croix girls basketball matchup as Durand, Arkansas hosts Elk Mound. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. For the Lady Panthers, they are 12-3 overall, 6-1 in the Dunn St. Croix after their 50-49 loss to Baldwin Woodville. Now for Elk Mound, they are 13-1 overall, 7-0 in the Dunn St. Croix after their 59-30 loss, or win rather, to Mondovi. Now the last time these two teams met earlier this season, Elk Mound won that game 58-34. Emma Hoyt, leading scorer for the Panthers, about 13 points a game. Addison Ott, the leading rebounder, with 6 rebounds a game. Allie Robel is the leading scorer and rebounder, scoring about 12 points a game and having 8 rebounds a game. And this is going to be a huge game tonight, of course. Elk Mound in first in the Dunn St. Croix. Durand, Arkansas in second with that one loss to Elk Mound. So must-win game for the Panthers tonight. We're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen about the big game tonight, about that game against Baldwin Woodville as well. We'll chat with Coach Lonehagen coming up. On the way, well, we're going to tell you who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's coming up next here on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life. And feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Elk Mound girls basketball game, let's run down our schedule on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In boys basketball tonight in the Darylin Conference, Melrose-Mindoro at Alma Center Lincoln. Cochran Fountain City travels to Oliva Strum. Gilmanton Independence hosting Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Blair Taylor is at Whitehall. Middle Border Conference girls hoops, St. Croix Falls is at Amory. Elk Mound is hosting St. Croix Central. Ellsworth is at Grantsburg. Girls basketball tonight in the Dunn St. Croix, along with the Durand Arkansas Elk Mound game. Colfax is at Boyceville. Plum City Elmwood hosting Mondovi. Glenwood City is at Spring Valley. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen about the game against Baldwin Woodville this week and tonight's game against Elk Mound. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life. And feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. So we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Elk Mound girls basketball game. Joining us, Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen. And coach, the Baldwin-Woodville game, that was a fun game to call, fun game to watch. Yes, we lost, but you had a chance to take a look at the film. I'm sure there's a few free throws at least you'd like to have back.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple opportunities. I think we missed the front end of a couple one-on-ones that you'd like to have back. But at the end of the game, we still had a two-point lead going into overtime or before overtime at the end of regulation, and then we had a two-point lead in the overtime, and they made a play. So pleased with how we played in the second half. I think there's a lot of good things we can take from that. In fact, I told them I think there's way more good from that game that we can take from than negative things to look at. And it's just little things we got to clean up. And like I said, at the end of the day, they made a play, and really happy with the way we played. Just would have liked to have been on the winning end of it.
I think one of the things you have to take away is that that team was very, very physical defensively. I mean, boy, when they put a trap on you, holy buckets, it was a tight trap.
Yeah, and they play the same style as we'll see tonight, too. So they really pack it in. They make it hard for you to attack off the dribble. They make you make jump shots, and if you don't make them, it's going to be a long game.
Well, talking about tonight's game against Elk Mound, last time these two teams met, if I'm not mistaken, Elk Mound kind of got out to an early lead, and it just was kind of one of those things you tried to grind back. You just couldn't grind all the way back.
Yeah, I mean, they got out to a little bit of a little lead, and then we actually made a run back into it and got it to a one-point game. They called timeout, and then they were able, through the next course of a few minutes, hit three threes that really kind of broke our back. And so we were kind of battling that 8 point, 9 points, and had to play the foul game at the end, and that didn't work out well for us. So just trying to get ourselves in that same situation of being down one or two or being up one or two, and then this time execute on some of those, and maybe they miss a couple of those shots and you get those rebounds.
And again, they're going to be similar to what Baldwin Woodville does with that defense. They're a very aggressive defense.
Yeah, and so that's why I think we can take a lot of the good from the second half of the Baldwin game. I think we keep that ball moving, don't let it stick in our hands too long before it goes to the next person, and then you basically get about a second and a half once you catch it to make a decision. Do I attack or do I just keep this thing moving?
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lohenhagen, is that, I know for me, I could never handle, any time I played, I couldn't handle a defense like that because I can't make that decision because you, part of it is you got to know where everybody is. If you have to pass it off, you've got to be ready to go right away. And for me, it was just like, I have a hard enough time going down the court without tripping, much less trying to figure out where everybody's at. But that's the key to this, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've got a lot of seniors on this team. I think that helps a bunch. They've seen it. They've been through it. And so now it's just about when it comes, you execute and make the right play.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lohenhagen, offensively, what do they like to do? Have they changed anything from the last game? Have you seen any patterns?
No, I mean, they run the same offense they've run the 7 years I've been here. They do a good job with it. We have to make a few adjustments to how we normally play defense. And hopefully we can throw a couple wrinkles at them tonight that maybe they haven't seen, and maybe we get a couple plays that go our way.
Now, their only loss is against Baldwin Woodville. So did you take a little bit closer look at that game to see, well, what did they do?
I watched it live, you know, it was kind of, I knew I had to play both of those teams down the road, so I watched that game live. It was kind of the same game we had with them, except for, you know, they made the play at the end for Baldwin. Elk Mound didn't shoot very good in that game, so we'd definitely like to have that game kind of leak into this game if at all possible.
It's going to be a fun one tonight for the Dunsane Croix Conference lead as well. Going to be an exciting one and a loud one tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right.
That is Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lohenhagen. Coming up, we have starting lineups and tip-off. Yep, it's the battle for the Nuns St. Croix. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, as we're just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Elk Mound girls basketball game. And special welcome to the men and women serving in the military, listening to our broadcast via our streaming audio service. We would like to say thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Thank you to Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center Durand, so they are our streaming audio sponsors. Also, welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our streaming video service at Real Country 1430.com. Streaming video service being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And also a welcome to those of you watching on NTEC Channel 99 and the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. And please thank the Durand, Arkansas School District as well for providing that service to you. If you're watching, especially on NTEC Channel 99 as well tonight, that they allow us to put the games on NTEC Channel 99. So please thank the Durand, Arkansas School District as well. Throughout the night, we're going to be thanking our high school sports sponsors. These are the businesses and organizations that are bringing you tonight's game as well. And thank you to Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. It's tax time. Call them 672-4425 to schedule that appointment. Shaw's LP Gas & Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. They also can service other appliance brands as well. That's Shaw's LP Gas & Appliance, downtown Durand. NTEC, where connections matter. Durand, also Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. With around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, find out about training and fitness bundle packages now. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. Again, please give all of our sponsors some appreciation. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight, so please thank all of our sponsors. The Durand Pep Band is getting ready here, and we are going to have our national anthem. The Durand, Arkansas Pep Band with tonight's national anthem. Let's give you our starting lineups tonight. And for Elk Mound, they are 7-0 in the Dunn St. Croix, 13-1 overall. Coming out will be number 2, junior Allie Roble. Number 4, senior Isabella Kongshaw. Number 5, senior Ellie Shizik. Number 13, senior Allie Roeder. And number 41, senior Haley Meyer. Mounders are in their black uniforms with the orange numerals, and they will be going from left to right here to start tonight's game. And now for the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panthers. They are 6-1 in the Dunn St. Croix, 12-3 overall. Coming out, number 2, senior Chloe Off. Number 11, senior Addison Off. Number 12, senior Victoria Kurth. number 14, senior Emma Hoyt, and number 21, senior Sawyer Sabelko. And the Lady Panthers in their white uniforms with the purple numerals, they'll be going from right to left here in this first half. In the JV game earlier tonight, the Panthers won that game 36-33. All right, this is going to be a fun one tonight, the Battle of the Dunn-St. Croix Conference between Durant, Arkansas, and Elk Mound. Elk Mound won the first game earlier this season. So the Panthers need to win here tonight. We are at center court for the jump. Addison Auth will be facing off against Haley Meyer. Here we go. It's up, and we are underway. Back to Chloe Auth. And Chloe Auth now across the timeline for the Panthers. Comes down to the right wing. Bounce pass over to Kurth. Kurth back to Auth. That's Chloe. She'll try to drive inside. Can't do it. Cross-court pass to Addison Auth. Addison now on the left wing over to Sabelko. Or check that. That's Kurth. Kurth now at a to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Kurt. Kurt now to Chloe. Chloe on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Sabelko. Head fakes the three to Addison. Top of the key now to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Back to Kurt. Kurt now tries to drive inside. Does a spin move. Kicks it back out to Sabelko. Does a head fake now over to Addison. Oh, she'll drive into the lane. Puts up a shot. Gets partially blocked. Loose ball. And Kurt comes back up with it in the corner. Bounce pass over to Addison. Off. Back out to the right wing. Cross-court pass to Sabelko. Does a spin move. Loses the ball as she falls. And the Mounders come back up with it. Back across the timeline we go. Mounders have the ball. No score here early on. Back at center court now. And that is Shizik. Shizik now up to the top of the key. Round the horn we go over to Kongshan. Kongshan now cross-court pass over to the right wing to Roeder. Roeder now tries to drive inside. Can't do it. They stay on the outside now to Shizik. Shizik left wing. Over to Roeder. Roeder now over to the right wing to Kongshaw. She'll cross-court pass now over to Roeder. Roeder thought about the three, said, nope, better not. Drives in from the wing, puts up the shot, and gets the shooter's roll. 2-0 Mounders. Across the timeline now comes Kurth. Kurth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Hoyt now over to Sabelko, right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good off the back of the rim. And it's going to be saved, but it's going to be stepping on the line. Trying to throw it off of a Mounder player was Chloe Off. Can't do it. It'll go back to the Mounders. And so now, inbounding it to our left will be Roeder. Full court Panther press, 2-0 Mounders. Inbounded now to Shizik. Shizik now. Here comes the trap. Gets across the timeline over to Roeder. Roeder now comes down to the right wing. Trying to work off the screen. Now at the free throw line. Back to Kongshaw over on the left wing. Round the horn we go. Now over to Roeder on the right wing. She'll drive in from the right wing. Puts up a tough shot. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by the Mounders. Out to a three ball shot. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth back the other way. And over to Kurth now. Kurth left wing now to Hoyt. Hoyt left corner. Hoyt now comes back out to the left wing to Sabelko. Top of the key now to Chloe. Chloe now over to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing. Back to Hoyt towards center. Now back to Sabelko. Sabelko over to Chloe Auth. Chloe cross court pass to Addison. Addison Auth now back to Kurth. Kurth tries to do a head fake. Hoyt right wing. Three ball shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Roble. 2-0 Mounders. And across the timeline come the Mounders now. That is a Roeder. Roeder tries to drive inside, working off the screen. Has to keep it on the outside, though. Over to Shizik. Shizik left wing, drives in, puts up a shot. Off the glass, up and in. 4-0 now, Mounders. Inbounded to Sabelko. Sabelko tries to split two defenders on the trap. Loose ball. Mounders come up with it. Back the other way come the Mounders after the turnover now. Top of the key to Roeder. Roeder now hands it off to Shizik. Shizik's pass inside to Roble. She'll drive in, puts up a shot off the glass, up and in. 6-0 Mounders. Inbounded now to Sabelko. 14:37 remaining here in the first half. As Sabelko now gets across the timeline. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt now on the left wing. Head fakes now, tries to drive inside into the lane. Fakes right, goes left, shot blocked. Blocked by Shizik. Back the other way come the Mounders. Leading 6-0. Three ball on the way. Rims out. No good. Loose ball coming up with it is Chloe Auth. Chloe off now. Back the other way for the Panthers. Over to Hoyt now. Hoyt tries to drive inside. Whistle foul on Elk Mound. That's going to be on Roble. On the reach. So it'll stay Panther ball. 6-0 Mounders. 14:06 remaining in the first half. Chloe off to inbound it. Inbounds it to Addison off. Addison off. Puts up the shot. Counted in the foul. Foul will be on, I think it's going to be on Roeder. And so going to the line to complete the three-point play, Addison Ott. Thank you to Jerry Bear and Sons with custom-made pet and dog food from Nutrisource and Diamond. Jerry Bear and Sons, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Free throw is good. 6-3 now, Mounders. Quickly across the timeline come the Mounders. Over to Roeder now. Roeder, top of the key. Has to keep it on the outside. Back out to Roble. Roble now. Back to Roeder. Roeder hands it off now to Kongshaw. Kongshaw has to pass it back to Roeder, who drives in from the left wing, puts up the shot off the glass, up and in. 8-3, Mounders. Inbounded to Sabelko. Sabelko on the far side will get across the timeline. Now comes back towards center. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the wing. Over to Chloe Off now in the left corner. Chloe Off drives left baseline. Kicks it back out, though, to Kurth, but she can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It will be Mounder ball. Full court Panther press now. 8-3 Mounders. 13:22 remaining in the half. Inbounded now to Shizik. Shizik has Chloe Off in front of her, now gets across the timeline. Into the lane, stop, shot off the back of the rim. No good. And rebounded by Kurth. Kurth to Chloe Off. Chloe Off to Addison Off. Addison Off now to Hoyt. Hoyt in the corner, back to Addison. Addison to Sabelko, to Kurth. Kurth, left wing, three ball! Oh, boy! Victoria Kurth with the three. 8-6 now. Panthers, or Mounders, rather. As we're not across the timeline yet. Getting across the timeline is Roeder. Roeder now hands it off to Akongsha. She's at the top of the key. Now over to the left wing to Roeder. Roeder, uh-oh, we're going to get over and back. And it'll be Panther ball. And so now, whistle, and we get, I think, a sub coming in. Yep. Couple subs for Elk Mound. Number 33, Claire Roth, and number 3, Kendra Garnett. All right, so on the far side is Addison Off, who inbounds it to Chloe Off. Chloe Off now across the timeline for the Panthers. To Sabelko. Sabelko now to Kurth. Kurth, right wing, stop, shot, short shot, rims out, no good. Rebounded by Roble. Roble to Shizik. Shizik across the timeline, 8-6 Mounders. Now to Roeder. Roeder kicks it back out now to Shizik. Shizik on the left wing. Inside pass now to Roth. Roth, though, kicks it back out to the outside. We're back on the outside now to Shizik. Shizik, three ball. Whoa! Shizik from downtown. Holy cow. To make it 11-6 Mounders. And ball thrown out of bounds on a cross-court pass. It goes back to the Mounders. Glaus and Pachel coming in. Sabelko and Kurth coming out for the Panthers. And so now inbounded to Shizik. And Shizik now will come across the timeline for the Mounders, leading 11-6. Shizik now down to the right wing. Now has to retreat back out. Here comes the trap. But she manages to escape. Three ball from the left wing is good by Roeder. 14-6 now, Mounders. 14-6. And so inbounded to Addison Off, back to Chloe Off. And Chloe Off now will come across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Pachel. Pachel on the left wing now to Glaus. Glaus top of the key to Chloe Off on the right wing. Chloe Off, cross-court pass to Pachel. Pachel left wing does not take the three. Hoyt top of the key. Three ball! Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Roth. Over to Shizik now. Cross the timeline. From the wing now comes Roeder. Roeder drives in. Into the lane. Up and in. Timeout, Durand, Arkansas. As 10-point lead for the Mounders, 16-6 with 11 minutes remaining in the first half. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by visiting chenfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauer Built Tire, for all of your automotive needs, give them a call, 672-8300, or visit them online at bauerbuilt.com. The Cottage, from floral arrangements to Valentine's Day gifts for mom, it's The Cottage, downtown Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. Timeout is done. Inbounded to Hoyt now. 16-6 Mounders. Hoyt on the far side now, does get across the timeline. Hoyt now over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth left wing. Now to Addison Auth. Tries to work off the screen. Cross court pass to Paschal. Right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot short. No good. And tipped, and it's going to be saved by Addison Auth. But the Mounders are the one who come up with it. That's Shizik across the timeline for the Mounders. And over to Roeder. Roeder kicks it back out. Wow, another long three. Holy cow! Shizik with another three. That was almost a... That was way past the three-point line. Wow! Across the timeline now is Addison Auth. 19-6 Mounders. Back to Hoyt now. Hoyt kicks it over to Paschal. Paschal now comes over to the top of the key. Back to Glaus. Glaus now. Drag back to Addison Auth. Addison Auth over to Chloe Auth. Left corner. Three ball on the way. Shot's good. Chloe Auth with the three. 19-9 now, Mounders. 9:54 remaining. And Shizik now gets it across the timeline to Roeder. Roeder down to the wing. Now another cross-court pass. Try to get it inside to Roble, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. Hoyt comes out. Addison Auth comes out. Sabelko's back in. And Kurth is back in. Full court press here by the Mounders. Inbounded to Sabelko. Sabelko now quickly across the timeline. No trap. Sabelko has the ball knocked out of her hand. She goes back across the timeline now. It was tipped, so she can go back across the timeline now. Over to Kurth. Kurth now to Paschal. Paschal on the left wing. Comes over to the top of the key now to Kurth. Kurth right wing. Kurth now hesitates. Now tries to drive in. Into the lane. Stop. Shot off. Oh, off the glass. Up and in. So 19-11 now. Mounders. And Shizik now. Here comes the trap. She manages to get through the trap as she passes it off to Roeder across the timeline. Roeder bounce pass on the left baseline. Shot put up. Oh, overlays it. Tipped out to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now. Over to Paschal. Paschal left wing. Back to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now to Sabelko. Sabelko does a head fake. Now drives in from the right wing. Puts up a shot. No shot. Foul before the shot. Foul will be on Roble. All right, her second. Coming in for the Mounders now. Number 41, and that is Meyer. And Kongshaw comes back in as well. Chloe off to inbound it. Inbounds it to Sabelko on the right wing. Now to Kurth. Kurth, top of the key. Kurth looking for a cutter. No one there. Kurth now back to Chloe Auth. Auth now. Cross-court pass to Paschal. Paschal right wing. Paschal now comes to the top of the key, over to the left wing to Sabelko. She'll try to drive in. Whistle travel on Sabelko. Hoyt and Addison Auth coming back in. Paschal and Glaus coming out. 19-11, Mounders lead, 8:28 remaining in the half. Inbounding it is Roeder to our right. Inbounds it to Shizik. And Shizik will come across the timeline now. And around the horn we go from the right corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tipped out, and Kurth fought for that and got it. Got the rebound, and back over to Chloe Auth. To Sabelko. Sabelko now does a head fake and comes in from the right wing. Bounce pass to Kurth. Kicks it back out to the top of the key now to Chloe Auth. Cross court pass to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Three ball. Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Shizik. 19-11 Mounders. And into the corner now, back out towards the center to Shizik. Shizik's pass is going to be chipped out of bounds by Addison Auth, so it'll stay Mounder ball. And inbounding it right in front of us will be Roeder. And inbounded now to Shizik. Across the timeline now. Inside to Meyer. Meyer kicks it back out, though, to the outside. Now on the right wing. Back over to Meyer. Meyer left baseline. Puts up the shot. No good. And it's going to be off of... they're going to say it's off of the Mounders. I thought it was going to be off of Addison Auth. It'll be Panther ball. So it'll say go to the Panthers. Inbounded to Sabelko. 19-11. Mounders lead, 7:27 remaining in the half. Over to Auth. Auth now to Addison Auth. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko left wing. Back to Kurth. Kurth now to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Tried to pass it inside to Kurth, but it's a little high off of Shizik. It'll stay Panther ball. So inbounding it to our left will be Chloe Auth. Chloe looking and gets it out to Kurth, top of the key now. Kurth over to Chloe. Chloe on the right wing to the top of the key now, to the left wing, back to Kurth. Kurth now looking for a cutter. No one there. Addison Auth now to Sabelko. Sabelko to Hoyt, right wing, over to Chloe Auth on the right wing. Top of the key to the left wing, staying on the outside is Sabelko. Now out to Hoyt. Hoyt to Kurth. Kurth, three ball on the way. Shot no good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Mounder ball. And so inbounding it to Shizik now. 19-11, again, Mounders lead. Down to 6:42 remaining in the half. Shizik, a long cross-court pass now to Roeder. Roeder on the left side, now back to the near side. Here's Shizik, oh, another real long three, shot no good. And, oh, nice rebound by Addison Auth. Addison Auth to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth back across the timeline for the Panthers. Now over to Sabelko. Sabelko to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key. Cross-court pass now over to Kurth. Kurth to Sabelko on the right wing. And now back to Hoyt. Hoyt tries to drive inside from the top of the key. Can't do it. Sabelko now to Addison Auth. Addison Auth right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And coming up with a rebound is Robel. Robel to Shizik. Shizik across the timeline for the Mounders. 19-11 Mounders. Into the right wing now. Back out to Shizik. Back towards center. Cross-court pass now to Roeder. Roeder into the left corner to Meyer. Meyer now comes over to the wing. Back outside to Shizik. Shizik now into the corner. Three ball on the way is good. And that is number four. And that's Kongshaw with a three. 22-11 now, Mounders. Quickly across the timeline is Sabelko. Sabelko to Hoyt. Hoyt now over to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing. Kurth tries to drive inside, loses the ball. Mounders come up with it, back the other way. And shot put up on the pass inside to Roeder, up and in. 24-11 now, Mounders. And Addison Auth now comes across the timeline, nearly lost the ball again. Meyer comes up with it. Another turnover, bomb to Roebel. Up and in, counted in the foul. Foul will be on Kurth. And so right now, it's just not going the Panthers' way. Trying to complete the three-point play will be Roeble. Mounders up now by 15, looking to make it 16. And free throw up and in, out, no good. So 26-11. Chloe Auth now. Panthers got their work cut out for them. 4:55 remaining in the first half. To Sabelko now. Sabelko over to Kurth. Kurth in the left corner. Kurth, cross-court pass to Chloe Auth. Back to Hoyt now on the right wing. Hoyt tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Back out to Addison Auth, top of the key now. To Sabelko. Sabelko, right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by the Mounders. That's Roeble with the rebound. Another bomb the other way. And another three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. And Hoyt fighting for it. Whistle and a foul? Or is it a jump? Foul's going to be on the Mounders. And so it'll be Panther ball. So Hoyt to inbound it to our right. Mounders lead 26-11, 4:23 remaining in the first half. Our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Full court press by the Mounders again. And inbounded to Sabelko. Offensive foul on Hoyt. And now we get a warning on Coach Loewenhagen. He's like, wait a minute, she fell in front of her. She wasn't pushed. How can that be a player control foul? But, all right, it is what it is. So here we go. Mounder ball. Over to Shizik now. Shizik comes over, pass inside now to Meyer. Meyer into the lane, puts up the hook shot, off the glass, no good. Gets a rebound, puts up a shot, whistling a foul. Foul will be on Addison Auth now. Going to the line for two is Meyer. And thank you to Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Duran Fresh Market, download the app for even more savings. First free throw is good. Visit freshmarket.com for more, freshmarkets.com for more information. First free throw good. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8093. Find out how she can help you as a daily money manager. Help a little more convenience for your family, plus protect your family as well from fraud. Both free throws are good, 28-11 Panthers. Three ball on the way by Hoyt, rims out no good. And rebounded by Roeder. It is just ice cold offensively here for the Panthers in this first half. 28-11 Mounders. Going inside now is Kongshaw. She'll kick it back out now to the outside to Roeder. Roeder from the left wing, drives inside, puts up the shot, does not get the shooter's roll. Rebounded by Addison Auth to Chloe Auth. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko now, bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Hoyt fakes right, now is in trouble in the lane, gets it back over to Addison Auth, to Chloe Auth on the right wing. Chloe Auth to Hoyt. Hoyt, top of the key, three ball, shot rims out, no good. Rebounded by Roeder. Roeder back the other way now. Inside, driving inside is Shizik into the lane, dishes it off to Meyer, up and in. Inbounded to Sabelko, 30-11 now. Mounders. And Sabelko now across the timeline over to Kurth. Kurth now to to Chloe Auth to Sabelko. Sabelko on the right wing. Sabelko now kicks it over to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing looking for a cutter. No one there. White now top of the key. Head fakes the three. Now drives inside. Puts up the shot. Short. No good. Rebounded by Shizik. Across the timeline to Roeder for the Mounders, leading 30-11. Bounce pass inside to Meyer. Puts up a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. Well, inbounded now to Sabelko. And whistling a foul. Foul will be on number four for the reach in on Kongshaw. That'll be her first. 32-11, Mounders. And inbounded now to Chloe Auth. Auth across the timeline for the Panthers. To Sabelko, to Addison. Addison now to Kurth. Kurth to Addison Auth, over to Hoyt. Hoyt, right wing, three ball on the way. Emma Hoyt with the three. 32-14 now. And now coming up slowly across the timeline is Shizik. Gets it into the corner now. Kongshaw will drive in left baseline from the corner. Ball knocked away by Hoyt. Coming up with it, though, is Meyer. Gets it back out to the outside now. And inside now to Garnett. Whistle and a foul. And so foul is, they're going to call that on, I guess, Hoyt. And so going to the line for two is Garnett. First free throw is good. And thank you to Durand Smokehouse. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, where the hog sale going on right now at Durand Smokehouse. Provisions Health, healthcare your way. 3rd Avenue West Durand. Find out more. Visit provisions.health. Next free throw on the way. No good. And so rebounded by Hoyt to Chloe Auth to Sabelko. 33-14, Mounders. Over to Addison Auth now on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Kurth. Kurth drives in from the right wing, kicks it back out to Chloe Auth. Right wing, three ball on the way, shot no good. And coming up with it is the Mounders. That's Roof with the rebound to Shizik. Shizik across the timeline, three ball on the way by Garnett. Shot no good, rebounded by Sabelko. Sabalco to Auth. Chloe Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. Back to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Addison Auth. Addison Auth will drive in from the top of the key. Kicks it back out now to Sabalco. Sabalco left wing. Three ball shot. No good. Rebounded by Addison Auth. Addison Auth under a minute to go now. Over to Chloe Auth. She can't hang. Oh, nearly lost it, but gets it back over to Kurth. 52 seconds remaining. Over to Hoyt now. Hoyt head fakes the three. Over to Chloe Auth in the left corner. She'll come over to the wing now. Cross court pass to Kurth. Kurth now. Over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Hoyt. Hoyt down to 38 seconds left. Around the horn we go now. Addison Auth on the right wing. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Looking for some help. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 13. That's going to be on Roeder. And so it'll stay. Panther ball. Chloe Auth to inbound it to our left. Auth looking, still looking inside to Kurth. Kurth puts up the shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Shot no good. And the Mounders come up with it. And Chizik now across the timeline going for the last shot. 18 seconds remaining. Mounders lead 33-14. And cross-court pass now to Roeder. Over to the wing to Garnett. Long cross-court pass to Chizik into the corner now. And a three-ball on the way is good by Kongshaw. Well, that's an exclamation point for this half for the Mounders. At halftime, 36-14. Mounders lead. It's Durand Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump issued new executive orders. One lifts a lot of the restrictions his predecessor imposed on tech companies working on AI.
There have been calls within the industry to recognize that this is going to be a technology that affects so much of what the American way of life looks like going forward. It's not just in the tech industry. This is medicine. This is, you know, schools. We're already seeing AI have a big impact in people's day-to-day lives. And there will have to be some sort of regulatory framework.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The president also ordered the declassification of files on the two Kennedy assassinations and that of Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s. California Governor Gavin Newsom was expected to sign a $2.5 billion wildfire relief package for the Los Angeles area. It's been approved by lawmakers. Funding includes money to streamline approvals for rebuilding homes. This is ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
The Bucks shoot for their fifth straight win when they host the Miami Heat tonight at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Good test comes for the Bucks. They play 9 of their next 13 on the road. Miami will play tonight without forward Jimmy Butler. He missed the team flight to Milwaukee yesterday, suspended by the club for 2 games. It is his second suspension by the team this season. Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. will participate in the NBA's All-Star Slam Dunk Contest on February 15th in San Francisco. He becomes the third Bucks player to take part in a dunk contest, joining Pat Connaughton in 2020 and Giannis Antetokounmpo in 2015. Green Bay Phoenix suffered their school record 16th straight loss last night, 86-77 to IU Indy. They are 0-10 in Horizon League play and are at league-leading Cleveland State on Saturday. Horizon League women's play tonight, Green Bay at Wright State. The Phoenix have won 8 in a row. Milwaukee is at Northern Kentucky. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Allmendinger is optimistic on his return to the Cup Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, I'm Steve Post, lead pit reporter for the Motor Racing Network. And although the NASCAR season has come to a close, you can relive all the biggest moments from the year by tuning in to each episode of MRN's Crew Call. Each week, I, along with championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon, delve behind the scenes to discuss race-winning strategies and engage in conversations with some of the biggest names in the sport. You can download MRN's Crew Call wherever you get your podcast, or you can watch us on YouTube and on Facebook.
AJ Allmendinger will return to the NASCAR Cup Series this year with Colleague Racing after running the full Xfinity Series a year ago, finishing third in the final standings. Allmendinger is excited about his return to the sport's top level and being reunited with crew chief Trent Owens.
I always wanted to work with him again. Like, that's how much I enjoyed it. He's been with our program now since we went to a cup team and two cup teams. He's been there, so I just haven't gotten to work with him.
Allmendinger and Owens worked together during the second half of the 2018 season while at JTG Doherty Racing. For more off-season news, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School halftime.
36-14, Mounders lead. Their threes have been going in. The Panthers' threes have not. Simple as that. As again, for Elk Mound leading the way, number 13, Allie Roeder. She already has 11 on the evening for the Mounders. Earlier today in the JV game, Durand, Arkansas won that game at 36-33. We do have the second half coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas girls high school basketball here on Real Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM translator, W297CH, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School as we get ready for the second half, and the Mounders leading 36-14. Mounders, I think, are going to be getting the ball first. Thank you to 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit wwt.coop. The Riverside Grill, visit the Riverside Grill for daily specials. Don't forget about that Friday fish fry, too, and the Valentine's holiday dinner as well. Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. O'Galley Cheese Factory has cheese and meat trays for all of your get-togethers. O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. Mounders going from right to left, Panthers left to right here for this second half. Inbounded to Shizik now. She'll get across the timeline on the far side. And she'll drive in from the right wing. Cross-court pass into the corner. Out of bounds it goes. It'll go back to the Panthers. Full court Mounder press now as Sabelko to inbound it. Inbounds it to Auth. That's Addison Auth now. Addison Auth not across the timeline. Now we'll get across the timeline over to Kurth. Kurth on the wing back towards center to Chloe. Chloe Auth now hands it off to Sabelko, top of the key. Sabelko now over to Kurth. Kurth inside to Addison Auth. Addison Auth into the lane, loses the ball. Kind of knocked out of her hands when she drove to the basket. Coming up with it is Shizik. Shizik across the timeline now. To Kongsha. Kongsha now. Cross-court pass over to Shizik. Shizik now works off the screen. Has to come back out, though, towards the center. Over to Roeder. Roeder now at the free throw line. Out to the right wing now to Kongsha. Kongsha now kicks it back out to the top of the key. Ball thrown out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. 36-14, Mounders. And so inbounded now to Chloe Auth. Auth across the timeline now over to Hoyt. And Hoyt now to Sabelko. Back to Auth. Addison Auth to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. Top of the key now over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth right wing. Cross-court pass to Sabelko. Tries to drive into the lane. Gets cut off, has to kick it out to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing. Now to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key. Three ball on the way. Emma Hoyt with a three. 36-17 now, Mounders. Roeder across the timeline. And loose ball. And coming up with it is Addison Auth to Chloe Auth. So Chloe Auth across the timeline now. Over to Sabelko.
Sabelko, top of the key. DeHoyt on the left wing. Back to Edison Auth on the left wing. She's going to kick it back out to Sabelko. Sabelko to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth looking for a cutter inside. She's going to try and drive inside now over to Auth. Auth drives into the lane, puts up a shot, and does not get the shooter's roll. She'll go to the line for two. Chloe Auth will. Foul's going to be on number five, Shizik. Thinking of the cell block with their soup and salad bar and all of the daily specials. Don't forget about that Friday fish fry, too. That's the cell block. Downtown Durand. Free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim. Oh, it goes in after bouncing off the back of the rim. Durand Improvement Group. Many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org. So first free throw is good. Next free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim this time. No good. Loose ball. And the Mounders come up with it. And quickly back the other way to Shizik now. Shizik drives inside from the wing. Over. Lays it. No good. Rebounded by Kurth. Edison off now. Edison off puts up the shot up and in. So Edison off with and back the other way now comes Shizik. 36-20 now, Panthers. Top of the key, three ball on the way, off the back of the rim. No good. And whistling a foul on Elk Mound. And foul's going to be on Meyer. Timeout Elk Mound. As the Panthers kind of go start the half with a 6-0 run. 36-20 Elk Mound. Thank you to the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Ryan's Sports Shop. Ice fishing is here. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Durand Napa. Farmers, visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and the parts you need to keep your equipment running on the farm. And Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer. They also do small engine repair as well. Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email.